Each week in Our Turn at This Earth, author Julene Bear ponders questions she began asking as a young woman working beside her father, a third-generation High Plains farmer. Questions like how to make a living while also stewarding the land and water beneath our feet.
The Great Plains are not the Midwest. He thought he knew what he was going to see, but now that his horse stood on the summit, he couldn't believe that flat could be so flat, or that distance ran so far, or that the sky lifted so dizzy deep, or that the world stood so empty. He thought he never had seen the world before. He never had known distance until now. He had lived shut off by trees and hills, and had thought the world was a doll's world, and distance just 3 hollers away, and the sky no higher than a rifle shot. That passage from A.B. Guthrie's novel, The Way West, describes a pioneer's first view of the Great Plains when he reaches what is today central Nebraska on the Oregon Trail. I first read that book 30 years ago as a returning student at the University of Iowa. The description stuck with me because whenever I drove the 800 miles back to my family's farm in the Colorado-Kansas border region, I would notice the sky lifting and the earth widening about the time I reached central Kansas. With each breath of lighter, drier air, I drew the sunny expansiveness of the plains into my lungs and knew I was home. On the map in my 6th grade geography book, the Great Plains region began in Texas, reached all the way to the Canadian border, and was signified by a few stalks of wheat. The Midwest, to our east, had a shock of corn, a crop that didn't grow too well on the plains because we were in the rain shadow of the Rocky Mountains. Today it jars me when someone from a plains state, especially from the drier western half of one, refers to him or herself as a Midwesterner. When I think Midwest, I envision tree-lined rivers winding through bucolic hills covered in emerald green fields of corn and grass. I see church steeples poking up between the hills, which nestle hamlets of stately white houses. Think plains, on the other hand, and I see flat, treeless expanses interrupted only rarely by a modest creek or river. Tall white grain elevators overlook towns where each straight, wide, sunlit street opens onto a stretch of lime green buffalo grass or yellow wheat. That's in my mind. I know that today the streets often end in walls of corn. That crop has marched down off of the Iowa hills onto the plains, an invasion enabled by government incentives combined with plains people's willingness to use up their only water source, the Ogallala Aquifer, to grow a crop ill-suited for their climate. Today we hear a lot about climate change denial. But how are we to notice and take responsibility for changes in our climate if we have not as yet even learned to accept and work compatibly with a climate we already have?
Julene Bear is the author of 1 Degree West and the Ogallala Road. For links to her books and other essays, visit julenebear.com. Our Turn at This Earth is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Julene Bear and produced by Angie Hafley. More episodes can be found online at hppr.org.